producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Everybody, how's your new year started off? Remember, it's 2016, not 2015. Come on, be honest. Have you written that anywhere? Have you put 2015 on anything? Did you date anything 2015? I'm just saying. I did. I dated something 2015, but then I caught it and I flipped it over to 2016. Hard to believe, 2016. It's like that old question is when you're a kid and someone says, "Is this so-and-so guy is 30. And you say, 30? That guy's ancient, 30. I can't, 30. Who's 30? Then as you get older, 30 seems so young. Even when you're 40, seems so young. Just you're in that much better shape, right? And you can remember dates better. I remember 2016 because of the election. You have new polls out that once again show Donald Trump smashing everybody, but it's a poll. And, you know, polls are polls. I am the poll princess, so I do pay attention to the polls, and I say there's some merit in it or the pollsters wouldn't get paid right. The outrageous amount of money they get paid to do the polls, especially the big polls, the Gallups, the big boys. But Donald Trump has a 14-point lead in New Hampshire. Marco Rubio is second to Donald Trump. 14 points is big, my friends. 14 points means everybody's saying your name for the most part. 29% of Republicans who can vote in the primary, likely Republican voters. 29% for Trump, Rubio 15, Chris Christie 11%, John Kasich 11, Jeb Bush 10%, and Ted Cruz 10%. Ben Carson, 4%. Carly Fiorina, 4%. Rand Paul, 3%. I said in a previous hour, who has dropped like a rock to the bottom of the pile with no chance to win the nomination for the Republicans? For me, it's Rand Paul, the biggest surprise. Who is the biggest surprise? Because Rand Paul had so many people jawing about him. He got elected in the midterms. It was like this beautiful tapestry, the way that he ran, had a lot of wind in his sails, had a few little bumps in Kentucky, but not very many, and became a senator in 2011. And he's the son of Ron Paul, and Ron Paul, for as many kooky ideas that he's had fabulous ideas and pretty popular. A lot of people like the father, like Ron Paul. A lot of people like Rand Paul. But he's become irrelevant, which is so crazy to me. It's so crazy because of how much momentum he had. How much this senator from Kentucky stood to be in line, at least in a bigger way, to be talked about as a possible president. He was a contender. He was a contender. And the contender slipped somehow because of Donald Trump, number one, and so many others that jumped into the fray. I think, without a doubt, ultimately, that's what hurt him. And you think of the father. The father ran for president. Ron Paul ran for president. You know how many times? Three times. So, to me, people know his name. People know a little bit about Rand Paul. But people are not voting for Rand Paul. I mean, it's not going to happen. The election to the Senate, big. but and he can be there for a while, but I just don't see Paul being sworn in as the next president of the United States. You may disagree. He might not be the rock that dropped to the bottom of the pile for you. That was the biggest surprise. It might be somebody else standing on that stage. And for that matter, if you're a Democratic voter, you can certainly call the show left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. It's all good. I don't think there's any surprise with Martin O'Malley. Bernie Sanders is a little bit of a surprise, maybe in the fact of how rabid his believers are and how close, actually, he's been with Hillary Clinton in some of the polls. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE, if you want to give us a jingle. Who's that rock that just fell off the cliff? Had a little blip on the radar screen, and then the blip went out. Rand Paul. A few of the others have had a roller coaster ride. Ben Carson is the best example of that. Not the only, but the best example, because Ben Carson had a flurry of activity around him, lots of attention, and then poof, nothing. Nothing. All right, and not to spoil your fun, but I feel like I need to burst the bubble at the beginning of this hour. But if you were hoping to win the $500 million in the Powerball and call in sick tomorrow, no, or call in sick for your next shift around, because many of you are third shifters actually listening to me live. Yay! Are your eyes open? Be honest. So, nobody had the winning numbers. No jackpot winner. $500 million. Wow, what does it go to now? The estimated prize for Saturday's drawing, ready for this? $675 million. Largest jackpot of any lottery game in U.S. history. If you win, run for the hills, because I don't think there's much chance that you're going to be anonymous. I don't think so. Although Wednesday's jackpot did net a few winners, a $1 million Powerball prize. There was a couple of people, North Carolina, Texas, Puerto Rico, last February, remember that? Wednesday's largest, sixth largest, so now we're going to have the biggest. 44 states do the Powerball thing. If you're listening to me in one of the 44 states, you're probably running out just for fun, right? Doesn't it go to education? Where does the money go to where you live? Probably a decent cause. I looked into that once, and I was pretty pleased with how much money was actually being funneled towards schools in Texas and in New York. And so that's the thing to keep in mind. That part is actually pretty good. A follow-up coming up in this hour. We'll do a follow-ups, including more on the visa of the woman that would become a terrorist and end too many lives in San Bernardino, plus the Gray trial in Baltimore. What's happening there? We've got a second death trial happening. Remember, there's a couple of cops that are being tried. And on top of that, we'll also weave in what's trending in the 140-character world. Because now, even if you're 70, you may be familiar with Twitter. So much news breaks that way. Brevity is the key, brothers and sisters. Stay with us. Well, it seems like time to fly, but I can't find a way.
Thought that was the last time I died. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Lots of reaction to this, both through the email, people calling us, talking about Obama and executive actions and guns and background checks and what that ultimately means. Joining us now is Michelle Byington. She's been on with us before to talk about that and the U.S. Law Shield, which is interesting because of what a resource that has been for perspectives on anything related to guns, but certainly on these executive actions. Michelle, Happy New Year. Welcome to the show.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you.
So here's the first thing. Your reaction to the specifics of what we know anyway, of what the president wants to do as far as background checks are concerned.
My reaction to watching that news conference yesterday was this was just one big anti-gun pep rally. With this executive action, what a lot of people don't realize is the executive order is the lowest form of law that the federal government or that the president can do. Cannot use an executive order to unilaterally change the federal firearms regulations, which is what a lot of people don't realize. He's going to have to convince Congress to change that. This executive order really is almost symbolic, if you ask me, and it was just one giant pep rally yesterday.
You know, so it's interesting because is the idea, and of course this is mixing politics with a huge issue, is the idea is just to rouse people up and make them believe that, listen, all these horrible things that have happened, some of them involving guns, that's the problem. If we could just stop with the guns, we would have a fabulous, much more safe and secure nation.
Right. So I think yesterday was a first step in a long journey in firearms confiscation. I think he wants us to be like Australia, and he wants us to be like the United Kingdom when it comes to firearms. He wants to disarm Americans, and this was just step number one. And you're exactly right. He's pinpointing guns. He's demonizing guns when we all know that a crime can be committed with a knife or any sort of home utensil. I mean, for instance, the Boston Marathon bombers went to Granny's house and grabbed her pressure cooker to go wreak havoc on Boston. So he really is using guns to further his agenda. His agenda is not, it doesn't seem to be crime prevention, because if that were the case, we'd be all for it. And if he really wanted to prevent crime, it would make more sense to arm your law-abiding citizens as opposed to disarming them. Because we all know criminals don't fall. If a criminal wants to go get his hands on a gun, they're going to do it.
Yeah, I agree with that. If they want to get their hands on a gun, they're going to do it for sure. So then what do you think is going to be the challenge? I think there's going to be a lot of legal challenges to anything that's thrown out there.
Absolutely. You're exactly right on that one. So he's going to use this executive order as step one, and then he is going to attempt to, I guess, get Congress to enact some stricter gun laws by working with the definition of what constitutes a firearms dealer and what engaging in business means. And there's going to be a lot of pushback by the American people on this, because when you tell the American people that you can't have something, what do you think Americans are going to do? Oh, yeah, I can have it. I'm going to have it. So there's
right.
going to be a lot of pushback, and I for sure.
Yeah, I agree. There's going to be legal challenges, et cetera. And plus, here's the thing, and you guys talk about it, gun laws are all over the map. They're constantly changing, right?
Oh, absolutely. Every time there's a legislative session in any given state, gun laws change. I mean, I'm here in Texas, and you think Texas is just, you know, got these very liberal gun laws. In fact, we really don't. And even this past summer, our gun laws changed again.
Right, and it's keeping up with that. I think a lot of times, too, even gun owners, they have to keep up with what's going on, because the, and you know, because you've defended so many people that have found themselves in a quandary or quagmire, if you want to use that word, when they're stuck not knowing what the specific law is. I mean, I lived in Vegas, Michelle, and one of the things, I had a kick door robber, and the policemen who came to help me were great, and luckily, because I yelled and had gotten to the door at the right time, I just got like a bump on the head, but that was it. I scared him off. But they were advising me, hey, you know, you're at the time a single woman, you should get a gun, but here's the thing, then you need a clean gun, because depending on where, if you shoot somebody, where they are, they need to be armed. You need to make sure they're armed. I'm like, what? So I have to have a gun that I plant on a body, because I got to make sure I don't get screwed up by the laws. And basically, that's what the officer was telling me. He was trying to protect me and say, you should do this, but just be aware, this is the other part of that equation, so you know.
Education is key. If you are a gun owner, you have got to be educated, which is why U.S. Law Shield puts on gun law seminars all across the country. And if anybody's interested, I would really encourage them to go to gunlawseminar.com, because education is key. You need to know your rights. You need to know what you can and can't do when it comes to a firearm. And at the end of the day, that's how we're going to save our second
right,
educated population.
Mm-hmm. By knowing more about what it actually means. What do you make of this last part of the... And because, of course, it's tragic when someone who's seriously ravaged by mental illness does something with a gun. But how can you police that? Because what if somebody goes through a terrible loss and they take Zoloft for a few months? Does that mean that they can't get a gun? I think that's going to be a very difficult thing to try to regulate, frankly. What do you think?
Absolutely. I don't know how they're going to enforce this, if it's even going to be possible, because of HIPAA laws. There are privacy laws in this nation when it comes to doctor-patient privilege.
Yeah.
And it is frightening if you think that perhaps you have an issue and you just want to go talk it out. That may stifle treatment, because you are afraid to go in and talk to a doctor, because potentially your file could be rummaged through by some government agent with an agenda. So, again, I don't know how they're going to enforce this. I'm with you on that. And they're going to be violating federal HIPAA laws. When it comes to trying to figure out mental illnesses and who's got what, it's just opening up a whole bag of worms that does not need to be opened.
Yeah, I agree with you. Michelle Byington, thanks so much, as always, for lending us some insights into what's going on. U.S. Law Shield, check it out, uslawshield.com. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so it's interesting. She makes a great point, and this is what I say all the time. If you listen to my show, or if you're just listening for the first time, I say responsible gun owners. You hear me say, I'm for responsible gun ownership, and what Michelle just said there, that is the key. Wherever you get the information, you know what it's like. It's like I'm a person who doesn't like to read a million directions, but if I'm a gun owner, it's on me to know what the laws are so that I correctly know what my rights are and I responsibly own this gun. I mean, that's a key thing. For me, if I'm pushing something, I'm pushing you absolutely should be able to own a gun in this country, but please be a responsible gun owner for yourself. The worst thing that could ever happen is you have a gun, you take care of it, then you lose interest because you think everything's good. I'm using this for protection. Yeah, I haven't been to the range in a long time. I haven't cleaned my gun, but it's okay. And then you have the terrible break-in scenario like I had, actually, in Vegas. True story. And you're stunned. You can't do it. You can't get to the gun. Or you try to get to the gun, but the person gets to the gun and uses it on you, which how many of those scenarios have we heard of? A handful. It's not like there's millions of people having that happen to them. But I think that's, in my conversations with so many people about guns, the responsible gun owner is the person that has the gun, uses it for recreation or defense or a combination of both, but they're definitely on top of what the laws are. My story to what happened to me in Vegas, the kick door robber didn't have a gun, of course, but I wouldn't have known if I had a gun and I reached for the gun and defended myself. Luckily, I had scared him immediately off. But if I had the gun, used the gun, I would have no idea that, oh my gosh, they can charge me with, murder. They can charge me with second degree manslaughter or whatever it was, because maybe he didn't have a gun in his hand. He was just overwhelmingly big and had a club in his hand or whatever. And that goes to what I'm saying again, responsible gun ownership. That's my issue. My issue is I don't think it's the idea of taking the guns, not right. That's not going to stop some of the horrific things that we see happening. Somebody wants guns, they're going to get them. The people in San Bernardino, they're going to get the guns. The kid in Connecticut had access to the guns because his mother was a legal gun owner, and it was easy enough to go down that path for him. There are exceptions to this, but not as many as you think when you really dig into, okay, where did it happen, where did they get the gun, etc. And then especially the third twist is the mental illness part of it. On the surface, if you said, oh, somebody who's really out of their mind, got to stop them from getting a gun. Ooh, yeah, absolutely, I agree. How do we do that? How do we know who that person is? The person who just is distraught because their family was killed in a car accident and they're taking Prozac for months, that's not that person. So this is going to be a wild ride to watch how this all unfolds. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way next on America Tonight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'll tell you what, there's a lot trending on Twitter. And what's trending, for the most part, is the Kim Jong-un situation with the H-bomb. Also, what's also trending on Twitter has to do with what's happening in the elections, too. Well, let's give you some of it. Let's give you some of it. Okay, so if we were going to go to just news... A massive gas leak caused a state of emergency in California. So a leak from a natural gas well in Porter Ranch, Cali, has become a huge hazard, apparently, to people who live there and the environment around it. So the Gov, who is Jerry Brown, has declared a state of emergency. And with the massive gas leak comes all the reaction to that gas leak and... here's what some of the people are saying. There was even pictures from people. This is what I like about the trending. So Chris Murphy says, California's massive methane leak has forced 2,000 to evacuate due to the release of 77,000 tons of toxic chemicals. Oof, that's a scary tweet. But that's the specifics, the numbers on what was happening. The LA Times said a leaking natural gas well that has displaced thousands of residents in Porter Ranch lacked a working safety valve. So in the 140-character word, we got more to the story. So it was a safety valve issue. Then two schools are being prepared to host Porter Ranch students relocated after the gas leak. So schools were kids were relocated because of that. How about this one? This is from Alice Walton, who says Erin Brockovich says it took 10 minutes in Porter Ranch for her to feel dizzy. Ooh, you know Erin Brockovich. Remember, there was the movie. Julia Roberts played her in the movie, and she won an Academy Award for that. So she's famous for taking on these kind of issues. She says, for the Alice Walton in her 140 characters goes on to say, for the record, not all PR Porter residents believe they've been ill. Then there is, this is scary. Los Angeles gas leak could continue to spew methane for months. And the picture of it is frightening. I saw a picture of it on Twitter. And it says, infrared footage shows just how terrifyingly bad California's gas leak is. And it's just a plume of black smoke. You know, the kind of smoke you see it on TV and you say, oh, that's a shame for those people. Thank goodness it's not my backyard. Seriously? Huge gas leak. I mean, that's, and all, everybody, people were taking pictures, people were tweeting things about it. Okay, then there was, let me give you another one. Earlier in the day, Congress approved the repeal of Obamacare. President Obama has vowed to veto it. So we know that. So we have Congress people who go to Twitter now, like Congresswoman Barbara Lee, who said defunding PPFA and repealing the ACA would deny health services to our most vulnerable communities. Stand with PP, which means Planned Parenthood. Then you had Hillary Clinton. I know this listening audience, a favorite. She says, if any of the GOP candidates were president today, Planned Parenthood would now be defunded and the ACA repealed. We can't let that happen, Hill. Bernie Sanders says the witch hunt against Planned Parenthood, which provides critical health care to 3 million women, must end. And then you had Representative Bradley Byrne, who tweeted out, during a speech earlier today, I explained the choice President Obama has to make, Obamacare and Planned Parenthood. And then we have Jennifer Lawrence, the actress, who's now in a lot of movies. She plays the heroine Katniss Everdeen in the series that you're, I'm sure, familiar with, Mockingjay. Maybe you're not, but Mockingjay 2 is out in theaters now. And she plays Joy in the movie Joy, the woman who invented the Miracle Mop. And Jennifer Lawrence says, slams the defunding of Planned Parenthood. It's an attack on women, she says, and that's at Dazed. I'll just give you one more. Team Pelosi. Today's vote marks the 11th attempt by the House Republicans to House GOP, because you wouldn't be able to get Republicans in there, to deny women access to critical health initiatives. Stand with Planned Parenthood. Okay, so there you go. Let's give you some more. And remember, brevity is the key. So that's why you just get little short little nips of things, because that's the whole idea of breaking anything and Twitter, or just even talking about Twitter. All right, let's do let's do something different. Let's do a television Twitter. American Idol's farewell season premiere part one. Does anyone watch American Idol? You know, I never watched American Idol. I know my niece who sings, she loves it. So for her, she's 12 years old. So for her, she'll be sad that it's gone. And Metro New York says, excited for the final season premiere of American Idol tonight. Then let's see. American Idol, there is Michelle. There she is. Michelle Marie is our first contestant going to Hollywood, and they show a girl screaming and running down a hallway, very excited. Kelly Clarkson, who was on American Idol, you might recall Kelly Clarkson. She said, watching American Idol and totally crying like a pregnant girl every time someone makes it. Last season, so crazy. Thanks for my start, Idol. Because that put her on the map, to the road, to making the money, to doing the deal. I hear she's pretty nice, though. Let's do another one. American Idol. Let's see this. Looks like it's back to the show goats for this chatty contestant at Idol Premiere. So they had somebody that was going on and on and on and on. Then I'm going to give you one more. I don't even know if anyone in this audience would watch American Idol. All right, Kim Kardashian West, because I know I'm sure she's one of your favorites. Can't wait to watch Kanye tonight on American Idol. Kanye on Idol, which, of course, is her husband. All right, one last one, Ryan Seacrest. So when we were shooting in SF at Kanye West and at Kim Kardashian, he includes them in it, we're down street at an event and just wanted to come by Idol premiere. I know you're all excited by that. So that's a little glimpse into some of what's trending on Twitter. So you had the news, you had politics, you've got you have music. I mean, just about anything that's happening. Let's give you an NBA highlights. LeBron's in-game redemption and more Wednesday NBA action. So the cool thing about Twitter is they can show you a highlight. You can use some video and take shots, and that's what happens. People take little video shots, and then you can see it, and then they comment on what the shots are. So there's a lot of that, like LeBron, they show a brilliant shot by LeBron, they show a bunch of other teams and some of their stars making the key shots. How about this? Tampa Bay Bucks shocked the team by firing the head coach. This was a big deal. The Buccaneers front office parted ways with Lovie Smith after just two seasons, much to the dismay of the players and others in the NFL. I was surprised by that. As somebody who's on top of what's happening in the in the world of football, I was really surprised by this because he's 8-24 in two seasons, but it seemed like they were doing better. So anyway, it seems like they were turning a corner and he had them trying to go in the right direction. That's all. So here's what the reaction was to him. How about this? Sean King. Only in America could Raheem Morris get 3 years to fix the Bucks and Lovie Smith only two. How about this? USA Today. Lovie Smith's firing came on the heels of effusive praise from Jameis Winston. Then you've got Donald Driver, former, I don't know if he's a former Buck. Donald Driver, but football player. Lovey is out. Come on, man. A true player's coach. Chip Carter. Would not surprise me to see Derek Coacher get the Bucks job, but never. Jason Licht never hired Lovey, but he hired Coacher, and he delivered this year. All right, so you get the idea there. That's what it's like in Twitter land. But did you notice you have players? So in the sports, you had players. In the music, you had Kim Kardashian. So famous people also go to Twitter. Who cares, right? But what I think is interesting is Congress is forced to do that because they know that this is the future and that's where people communicate. So after taking votes, they take out their iPhones and they tweet something out. Only in America. Hang with us.
You are a trend. Realize your bend. The men understand you feel that.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Lady America tonight. A couple of quick things for you. Housekeeping things. Don't forget, we're doing Nail the Score throughout the rest of the playoffs because we really want somebody to win the computer. So Tuesdays in our second hour, last segment of the show, it's all about you. Call in. You don't have to know anything about football. Just guess. Give us a good guess as to what you think is going to happen, who's going to win, that's all, and what the final score is going to be. And if you win, you win a computer. You win a You know, you win the big baby, the big prize. And we've had two people do it in the past. They haven't won a computer, but they've won other things. So you may be the next lucky winner since nobody won the Powerball. Somebody won a little money, but nobody hit the Powerball. There you go. In the world of politics, what we're seeing the trend is all about Donald Trump. You know, I talked about trending on Twitter. He is huge on Twitter. He tweets out constantly. He must have his hand on the button all the time. And I think he really tweets himself. He's not having some aide or some other person do it for him because he just does it. I'm not saying it's never happened, but I think he pretty much controls it. Sometimes people kind of shop some of that stuff out. He's not shopping that stuff out, if you know what I mean. That's not happening with Donald Trump. All right, for the tail end of the hour, I thought it'd be fun to do the so-called headlines. A lot of these headlines now, with the way the newspaper business is, end up viral instead of necessarily in a paper. But there's still papers that are printing, the Times, the New York Post, the Philadelphia Daily News. So there's definitely newspapers. But a lot of what you see also goes online, and some people subscribe to the online editions. What is making news in L.A.? New storm brings flooding, mud flows, and even a small tornado. Scary. They say pea-sized hail, 45-mile-an-hour winds, a tornado south of San Clemente, and it's just the beginning. How about that? Then there's Powerball tickets sold in Burbank. Matches 5 out of 6 numbers. Wins 424. Well, that's a nice way to start the year, isn't it? Then we've got, is the NFL coming to L.A.? Here are the latest answers. And the answer is the NFL is coming to L.A. It's a question of what are the teams that are going to come there, because we know the St. Louis Rams want to be there, the Chargers, and the Raiders. So St. Louis may lose its football team. Bummer for all of them. And then Chipotle is subpoenaed in criminal probe tied to the norovirus in Simi Valley. Boy, that'll make you think twice, won't it? When you're at, they kept pushing the whole fresh food thing. It is about washing the hands, people. You know, every time you go into a restroom, when you're at a restaurant and it says employees must wash hands, it doesn't matter where you are. Even an upscale place, they'll have that somewhere. I don't even know if they may be just required to post, and I'm not sure. I'm thinking there's a good chance of that. But this is part of that whole norovirus thing. That's where it's coming from. It's the unwashed hands, like on the cruise ships when they're having problems with the norovirus. That's exactly what was going on, because you have people that would not wash their hands, and then they would touch the rails when they went up and down the deck or whatever. And that led to big, big problems. I mean, a cruise ship, you're just wide open for anything. Let's face it. Over the years that I've done this show, we've seen cruise ships floating, just floating at sea, having to be pulled back in. Cruise ships where the captain stupidly turned to go and look and wave to relatives, and then that was the end, and the next thing you know, you're capsized. There have been some terrible, terrible things that have happened. All right, let's go to the New York Post. So we move from Los Angeles to New York Post. What is on the cover of the New York Post? What are they talking about? What is the biggest buzz? What editor decided this is what we need to appear? And what they have on the cover is a feud started in Chinese village, ends in Brooklyn, bloodshed. Oh, that's never good. Gang wars. Then there is also a page that says foster mom played porno bingo at a gay club with my baby, and there's a lawsuit. That's awful. Then there's a kidnapped college student endured extreme torture, according to officials. And what it is with the New York Post is the more sensational, the better. That's what they want to put out there. So they had 6 people accused of abducting and torturing 2 University of Rochester students until a SWAT team stormed in. They've been charged in a 32-count indictment that adds charges of gang and sexual assault. Ooh. 3 men and 3 women were actually named in the indictment. Boy, there's weapons, there's all kinds of things in that. That's a mess. Needless to say. Let's give you another one. And that's the New York Post. People know when they pick up the Post, that's what they're getting. They're not getting the plain news. They're getting the full bore gossip news for sure. And they go in that direction. Let's take you out west. How about for the Seattle Times? What are they saying in the Seattle Times that is making the biggest news? Okay, what they're saying is Ken Griffey Jr., elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame, sets a voting record, which he did almost 100%. That's so crazy. So, good for Ken Griffey Jr. He's got to be pretty darn psyched about that. Then, no surprise here, since Griffey played for Seattle, no surprise that also on the front page, PCs, second fiddle to mobile, gadgets at Consumer Electronics Show. Personal computers have been the focal point of the human interactions with machines, but at the CES, their presence is subdued. Wow. And because it's all mobile, it's about the phone / computer that everybody's carrying around. Because everybody goes to it, and they're doing business that way, and they're sending documents that way. I mean, I've done it. I get it. And it's interesting to show that that's where the attention span is. Smartphones and all that kind of stuff. Interconnected devices. Not personal computers. So the PC might not disappear, but because it's still a workplace kind of tool. However, the pretty much what people want to see are the smaller things, the mobile technology, and that's what they're saying at the CSS that is getting, or the CES, that's getting a lot of attention. There's thin, light laptops that used to be high-end, like the Lenovo ThinkPad and Dell's Latitude lineup. So lighter, easier kinds of laptops, and definitely everything that can be, making sure everything is mobile, and with websites and everything else, that's what you hear. So not necessarily a surprise, but overemphasis on just that. And so they're not saying that's just that, but so much emphasis on that makes it pretty interesting. And then how about this? The trooper in the Sandra Bland traffic stop was indicted and fired. So you remember that story, and in that story, some of the specifics that happened, a Texas State trooper arrested Sandra Bland after a traffic stop last summer, was fired after being charged with perjury for lying about his confrontation with the woman who died 3 days later in jail, black woman who died in jail. So in his affidavit, he claimed that Bland was combative and uncooperative when he pulled her over and ordered her out of the car. The grand jury identified that affidavit and charged the officer with perjury. Ooh. Sad note to end on. So let's end on this instead. It's a brand new year. You want to do something, leap, and the net will find you.
You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in 4 parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading the charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from the Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the
the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.